Okay, Charlie, when you get the surface checklist, I have some changes that we want to take care of.
Stand by. There probably are a few, aren't there?
Yeah, there are a few, and we'll have a few more in order to conserve power to give you maximum stay time.
Outstanding. That 160 is a lot nicer when you take the restraint harness off. Houston, are we go for dips, Vince?
That's affirmative. Go ahead.
Okay, Houston, master arms on, two lights.
Roger.
Descent vents far.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control. Unofficial touchdown time, 104:29:36, ground elapsed time.
Okay, go ahead.
Close descent reg 1.
Descent reg 1, close.
Charlie, you say you're ready to copy the changes?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, on 1-2, in the right column there, about halfway down, the S-band pitching yaw set, you can scratch that. The business about peak. In other words, we're going to stay with the Omni. Over.
Okay, I copy.
Okay, the next change is on 1-3, down at the bottom of the page in the battery reconfiguration. Instead of battery 2 off, we want battery 3 off reset. Next line down, battery L should be CDR instead of LMP, and of course the talkback should be CDR after that. Next line down should be battery 4 off reset. Over.
Okay, we copy all that. Bat 3 off reset. Looney to commander, talkback commander. Bat 4 off reset. Over.
Okay, then the next page is on circuit breakers 1-4. The first change is on the first row there on panel 11, S-band antenna. Third one down there from the left should be open. And then on the second row, wind mission timer on the second row should be open. And then drop down to the fourth row, LGC Disky should be open.
Okay, copy. S-band antenna open, first row. Second row, mission timer open. Third row, fourth, nothing. Fourth row, LGC Disky open.
That's correct. Okay, next page, 1-5.
Is that everything?
No, I've got one, couple more probably. Okay, on 1-5, on the fourth row, panel 16, inverter 2 open. Over.
Okay, inverter 2 open. We got inverter 2 powering the AC right now.
Okay, well, part of our power saving program is to not have the AC powered up on the surface.
Okay, that's fine.
And the next change...
Somebody's got it.
And the last change is on page 1-7, on the right column there, about four lines down. We want inverter, instead of inverter 2, we want inverter off. Over.
Okay, we copy inverter off.
And then last change is on 1-8, the left column. We want track mode off, and S-band should be to best omni, which I believe is the one you have selected right now.
Okay, we get track mode off, S-band to best omni.
And that's the end of the changes up to that point.
Okay, Jim, we're going to press on with the first rev checklist.
Yes, go ahead, and be advised that your stars should be good as published.
That sounds pretty good.
Okay, Orion, I have some more changes to that surface checklist whenever it's convenient for you, for someone to copy.
This is Apollo Control, and Orion is safely on the ground at Descartes. Having landed at 104.29.36 ground elapsed time. In local time, that's 8.23 p.m., time of landing. Not too far away from the planned landing point. After the crew has a chance to power down the lunar module, do do some housekeeping. They will have a sleep period which will begin at about 107 hours, about 2 hours and 10 minutes from now, with EVA for EVA 1 starting tomorrow morning at about 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. This is Apollo Control at 104.51.
Told us to sleep first.
Well, that suits us. You probably gathered we'd like to.
So would we.
Yeah, it's been a hard day's night for you, too.
You deserve a good sleep.